It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. Visit atlashomeimprovement.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Yeah, we are so excited to have the two head honchos with us today, guys we've come to know and love and trust in a big way. But part of what we got to talk about today is the legitimate scam that's going out there with some products like gutter installation.
You know, we've talked about how a salesman will go in, and matter of fact, we had an email recently. A person had a salesperson come in and wanted to charge her $19,000 for gutters. $29,000, you're right, yeah. $29,000 for gutters.
Oh, on a small house.
Went and talked to the manager, dropped it down to $16,000. You will never, ever, we promise you, hear those games from Atlas Home Improvement. They are a quality, honest, ethical company that we're going to spend the next hour talking to. So stick around with the Inside Outside Guys as we talk to father and son, Darian and David Abbey from Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by our friends at Atlas Home Improvement. And we are really blessed to have David Bobby with us. We haven't had David with us for a couple of these segments, and I was so happy to see him this morning. How are you doing, sir?
Couldn't be better.
Good.
You look good. I woke up this morning. It was a good start.
It's always, if you can get your feet on the floor and get out of bed, it's always a good sign, right?
Before we get started, I want to comment. I want to commend you guys, the Inside Outside Guys, and WJR, the 50,000 Clearwatt voice of the Great Lakes. I really am happy and proud of you guys for
thank you
doing these public service announcements about the trades and about licensing.
Thank you.
Most homeowners know about, do you have insurance? But they don't know about licensing, not many homeowners.
Right. Right.
And years ago, I used to instruct classes, and I would help guys and girls learn to pass the test, the three-hour test.
I don't think I knew that about you. We've talked a lot, too.
Yeah, I did that for many years.
Okay.
In Mott Community College and in high schools all over the place. And I would teach a 24-hour class.
Surprised we didn't bump into each other.
Yeah. It's like, and I had tradesmen, sole proprietors in my class, who got burnt. Because law says if you supply labor and materials over $600, you must be licensed. And these guys did work for the homeowner. Didn't get paid for some reason.
Legitimate work, too.
Legitimate work. Yeah. Did a good job. Went to small claims. First thing the judge asked for is a copy of the contract and your license. And without the license, you have no standing
in the court. You're right.
So they gave away their labor and their materials for free.
Because they can't go in and take it back. Not in that situation.
No. And so I'm glad you guys are telling the homeowners the importance of licensing, because it provides some protections to the homeowner. The homeowner can call Lansing and check on a license number.
Very easily, yes.
And see if there are complaints against this person. And, you know, there are some people who can't get a license.
Yeah.
Because they got felonies and stuff on their background.
Sure.
They can't get licensed. So I think it's a very good thing that you're doing, talking to the general public about this with tradesmen and the importance of licensing.
Thank you so much.
So my compliments to you guys.
Hey, Dad, could I make a comment? Because it makes me think of something I want to say to him. You know, just a little plug. Your audience, your listeners, are so well-educated, you know, about their homes. Our consultants and our technicians who go out and do the appointments – you know, they love to meet with WJR listeners.
Really?
Because they just say that they're very highly educated about their homes. And so you guys are doing a great job educating the general public, because with respect, most people are not that well educated about their homes. They're just not.
No.
So you guys are doing a great job, and we love the relationship, and I'm just so impressed with how successful it's been.
God bless you for saying that. Part of that comes from us knowing people like you guys, because you keep us educated, you know, in the niches of the industry. So
this is exactly why we started the business, you know, to get quality people out there, because we heard the same thing you heard, Doc. One thing we hear a lot is people, you know, they'll say, yeah, we're licensed, and homeowners trust them. They believe. Well, they may be licensed to do business, which is you know, that's the truth. You're like, but they don't have a license to perform the specific task they're hired to do. And homeowners need to understand that if you hire an unlicensed contractor, you're literally starting 6 feet underground and trying to dig your way out.
It is a risk. Yeah. Nowadays, you don't need to make any phone call. You go online. You can check it in 30 seconds.
You're right.
You're so right. I want to ask, Doc, were you shocked at how much these people sitting in front of you didn't know that they should have known back then?
Now, this was a number of years ago.
Sure.
And again, my class was one night a week, 6 hours times 4 weeks, 24 hours. But my job was to make sure they passed the test the first time. And luckily, I had most of the test questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
From talking to the guys who took it earlier.
You know, we actually used to sit on a committee to help write those questions decades ago. I mean, this is 35, 40 years ago.
I did it around 10 years ago.
Yeah, you did. I remember you doing that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I learned. Okay, because half the test is law and the rules, and the other half is practice. Okay? Most everybody would pass the law. Because the law, it's all down there, okay? They can't go outside of what's written down about dates and start times and whatever. Where they had trouble was practice.
Yeah.
And the smarter they were and the more experienced they were, the more difficult it was to pass the practice
part. You're so right.
You know what I hear is golf teachers don't want to teach someone that's already golfed because they've already gotten so many bad habits. It's very similar to what you're talking to.
Well, guys would read into they would read so much into the question.
Yes,
they just knew too much, and they would be struggling to pick an answer because they knew too much. It's better to know nothing, or the guys will let their wives take the test who didn't know anything about practice.
That's one of the reasons
they would do better.
Atlas hires good people and then trains the skill sets they need to go out there and do
that's
what you
exactly
want.
Right.
Okay. So everyone listening in just heard a very good conversation on what's important when hiring a contractor and actually being a contractor. Because being a licensed contractor, it's a huge weight off your back once you're licensed. You know you're legal. Well, let's continue this conversation, and let's talk about some gutter helmets and gutters when we get back from break.
I like
that's
that.
One of Atlas Home Improvement's specialty. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys Education Hour, today featuring Atlas Home Improvement.
You're listening to a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. Visit atlashomeimprovement.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Darian, what do you think of the discussion regarding gutters, gutter protection? There's so many myths and stories out there.
Well, I appreciate you bringing up this topic because, you know, we're coming into that season.
Yes.
You know, the gutter helmet season where the leaves start to change, and so it's, you know, it's on our minds because this is a big part of our year. And I wanted to talk about water management, you know, just as a quick education to your listeners. So I'm going to tell a quick story. Interestingly, if you think about it, I'm going to go back all the way back to like World War II. And you think about how the American people felt after the war was over. People were feeling really good. Oh. And you heard of something called the baby boom. And so there was a lot of houses that were getting built. Okay, after World War II. And the average, to tie it into gutters, the average gutter on those, you know, small 1,000-square-foot homes was a very basic 5-inch K-style gutter.
Good point.
Okay. The interesting thing is that as time has gone on, almost all homes of your listeners are after that period. Okay. So the homes have gotten more complicated. They've got their bigger footprints. There are more complicated roof lines. Oh. There are steeper pitches. You know, the geometries of the gutters are, you know, 3 foot, 2 foot,
4 foot corners, valleys. I mean,
they're bigger homes.
They're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times bigger. And yet, guess what? The gutters are the same size. We're using the same size gutters today that we used back when these 1,000-square-foot homes, ranches, were being built. So the problem is
60 years ago.
Yeah, so we see sometimes, you know, mansions that have the same size gutters. It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah. So what we try to educate the public on, a lot of homes need what's called a water management system. Okay, a water management system consists of two main things, your roof and your gutters. And I'll be the first to ask a client, I say, let me ask you a question. If you had a leak in your roof, how long would it take until you fixed it? And they would be like, immediately.
Yeah.
But your gutters are probably leaking right now, and people don't think that's as much of a concern, you know, because it's quote unquote outside.
Yeah.
But water created the Grand Canyon. Okay, and it can, the same thing can happen to your home just on a smaller scale. So we're a big advocate for a appropriate sized water management system for the home. Okay, it's designed to carry all the water from your roof. You know, think about basement waterproofing for just a second. You know, you see the billboards everywhere, and they're all competing with each other.
Yeah.
Okay, where's all this water coming from that's getting into people's basements? Okay, we don't live next to the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
It's coming from your roof.
And we're way above the Great Lakes even, you
right?
know, for the most
part. So where's all the water?
Yeah.
And the average ticket nowadays, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for that type of services.
Those basement repairs.
Okay.
And they never walk around the house and look at the gutters or the downspout location.
Listen, 99% of the time, it can be handled by just having a functional water management system to get the water away from the foundation. And sometimes it needs to be upgraded to what we would show, a 6-inch gutter, which handles 66% more capacity of water than a traditional 5-inch gutter. And then we put the bigger downspouts on, which are double as big, but mathematically they will discharge water 4 times faster away from the foundation in a torrential downpour.
So imagine someone builds a house and the lighting's not quite bright enough, and you can name all sorts of stuff. You're saying those houses, those big houses who put those 5-inch gutters on, were not right from the start. If there would have been a downpour, those people would have seen rain running over their gutter the first day the house was built.
I mean, that's obviously for the mansions, but I'm saying there's homes that are just 2,000-square-foot homes and bigger.
Sure.
They cannot handle the water flow in a torrential downpour. So most homes have gutters that would, you know, maybe they handle 70% of the rains, fine. But when you have a torrential downpour, now here's the downpour I'm talking about. You know, you get out of your car and you sprint inside, right?
Gully washers is what we call them.
Gully washer. You're sprinting inside because, you know, you forgot your umbrella. That type of a rain doesn't last very long, but it can do severe damage to your home, and it costs thousands and thousands of dollars. So I hate when we meet people under those circumstances. Something terrible happened to them. It's costing them a fortune.
Yeah.
And now they're motivated to pay attention to their gutters and say, oh my goodness, what's wrong here?
Darian, you have suggested, you and Doc, a couple of times to our listeners, that during one of those gully washers, they step out, risk getting wet, but look up and see if the gutters
are... Just grab the old-fashioned umbrella and walk around your home. It's the best thing you can do.
You're right.
To just, how is my home working under worst-case scenario?
Yeah. You know? Check those. What's coming out of the gutters and where's it going?
In the old days, if I could get a brave client, you know, when I was running an appointment, I would say... You know, I'm trapped in the house. It's rain. I'd say, let's just be brave and let's go out together.
So you don't cancel your appointments because of rain. You like appointments.
That's actually that's the best time to do an appointment, honestly. Right. So I would walk around the home and I would be pointing things out to people and they would be like aghast.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that my gutters are not. Well, that's when you need them working.
Homeowners do not pay attention to their gutter system.
No, they don't. You know, it's interesting. I have a new consultant that I'm training right now, a new young guy. And, you know, I was educating him about, you know, that concept. People are not well educated on their gutters. So it's kind of like the mindset. If you buy a house, it's like, oh good, it's got gutters. You know, they might be 20 years old,
They may have tried to survive 20 Michigan winters where they're filled with ice, and the ice is expanding and contracting year after year, and the seams are opening up and all the gutters are leaking. None of them are pitched properly. None of them are working. But the average person would say, oh, thank goodness we got gutters, or my gutters are working fine.
Yeah, never mind that tree that's growing out of them.
How do you know that they're working fine? Well, they've been up there for 20 years. They must be working great.
Ken and I talked, how many builders, and we are from the industry, so we're kind of holding a mirror up to the industry as we say this, build homes and don't even put gutters on.
Can I?
You have to see that.
You forced me to mention our top consultant, our best guy, before he came to work here, was a custom home builder.
There you go.
Who built $500,000 to $1 million custom homes. Okay. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to embarrass him, but he's an amazing guy. He's smarter than almost all of us in the room. He's great.
It'd be easy for me.
He admitted to me after about, 6 weeks or 8 weeks working here. He's like, I can't believe that I built all those homes and I never put gutters on the homes because I didn't like the way they looked.
Isn't that amazing?
It detracted from the home, which maybe I should bring up. Our 6-inch gutter, which we call the Titan, was designed by an architect to blend in with the fascia, and it actually, we refer to it as an invisible gutter. So it gives you the capacity of a 6-inch gutter. The problem with a 6-inch gutter is, to be candid with you, they look terrible.
Yeah.
They look like they belong in a commercial building. So homeowners don't want to put them on the house because it detracts from the home. Well, we had a gutter profile designed that actually blends in with the fascia, and it looks like it's trim on the home. So you get the capacity that you need, but it actually looks better than a 5-inch gutter.
You can't see the fascia board.
Doc, let me ask you. Ken and I are not big, more code guys, but we think houses ought to have overhangs on all four sides. Have to. They should. Should it be code that you have an exterior water management system on a new home when you build it?
The ideal situation would for this to be done right when they're being built.
Yeah.
Because then you could take the project, you could amortize it right into the mortgage.
Exactly.
And it would be like nothing.
But the last thing they think about is gutters. Okay? They run out of money by the time they get to gutters. Okay?
We all do.
And that's why people, even in nice houses, like he says, that's why they're getting 5-inch Ks with spikes. Okay? Yeah. And they're puncturing, putting a hole in the fascia board every 2 feet. So we don't puncture the gutter with a nail, spike, or screw with our system.
I like that.
Let's do this. Let's go to break. And you know what's wonderful when we go to the home shows or when we come here? Your employees. Your employees are wonderful people who love working. They enjoy working for Atlas Home Improvement. When we come in here, it's such a great atmosphere.
We get hugs.
Let's continue our conversation on gutters and everything else Atlas does, but let's talk to somebody who may want to join the Atlas Home Improvement family when we get back with the Inside Outside Guys.
Welcome back. The Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour, Education Hour, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. You've been listening to these guys that started the business, so you get a sense of the honesty and the ethics and the culture. Darren, Doc, are you guys looking for more really good people?
Well, appreciate you certainly bringing that up. And I was telling you guys during break that, we have a new opportunity. We're going to be selling our gutters and our gutter helmet in a big box store chain. I probably shouldn't mention it, but your listeners would all know it very well. And it's a huge opportunity for us. And to be candid with you, we need a lot of help. So we're going to be growing again very quickly here in the, it's already in place. So we're looking for gutter and gutter protection installers, people who have training, also people who just looking for a good home, looking for a good opportunity in the trades. We love to we would prefer, honestly, to train from scratch. So, we're looking for installers or fabricators, as we call them. We're, this also can be sheet metal workers. Carpenters are people who make, great workers in this
men
area.
Or women?
Men or women.
What character traits are you looking for?
Hardworking. Probably the
most important character trait to us and to my dad, I know for sure, is a good attitude. You know, it's like...
Good communicator.
I was basically brought up as a kid hearing on a daily basis, attitude is everything. You know, and when it's like 7 o'clock
in the morning... get along so yeah. well.
7 o'clock in the morning and you're trying to get to school and your dad's giving you speeches on attitude, it's not... Not always the most fun, but so anyway.
Doc, he listened, obviously.
Somewhere in there I was listening, right? Now I repeat these lessons to my three daughters who
and
are like,
your employees.
What is going on? But, yeah, so back to employees. So we really also are looking for, you know, professional sales consultants, product consultants. We call them sometimes technicians, the ones that go out and meet with homeowners and we do an inspection around the home. And we educate homeowners about, you know, the different choices that are in the market. And, you know, of course, we price out, you know, the jobs on the spot and give people, you know, prices in writing. So we're looking really highly for that. We also are looking for brand ambassadors. So we need people who work inside these big box stores and we have a table and a display and clients, you know, are walking past and they educate the clients and they set appointments, you know, right in these big box stores. So we're always looking for bath remodeling workers and kitchen remodeling workers, which a lot of times end up being carpenters.
You know, you said it a minute ago about you'd rather hire someone brand new. Of course, you want the experienced carpenters, no doubt. But I want people to listen. When Chuck and I walked in, there was a young man filling out an application in the front. And I remember being that young man years ago. But it's so much different.
Somebody had to fill that out for you.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. But it's so much different today because when I was doing, I was looking for a job. You come here, you better expect a career because that's what you want. I mean, you'd love to hire a guy at 18 years old and not let him go till he's 68 years old. That's what you want. And for people listening, this is a great place to work. Chuck and I deal with 50, 60 companies. But when we see Atlas Home Improvement employees at the home shows all the time, your people are engaging. They're smiling yes. at people. They're talking to people. When you can go by so many other booths, then you got a guy back there just looking at his phone, reading a newspaper.
Eating a burrito.
You properly train your people, not only to be good employees, but good people. Because it is about being family here, is it not?
It really is about the Atlas family. I mean, it's sort of... You know, joke about that, but that's real.
Sure.
You know, we just had a company picnic. I hear all the time that, you know, companies have picnics nobody goes to. It's like the whole company shows up. We had 120 people
awesome.
Show up to the company picnic, and it's like we're playing games against each other, and we had a dodgeball game this year. And
did you really?
You think it was for fun? Okay, everyone was taking it really seriously and trying to win dodgeball.
Oh, I mean, the competitiveness would be crazy. But here's one thing I know. Every employee that comes through those doors, you two try to get to know personally, and you treat them with respect, and you call them by their first name, and that is so important.
Ultimately, Atlas is really a people and a relationship company that just happens to do home improvement. I mean, that's really the
sure.
truth, you know? So
that
it's
is
like,
the truth.
And the days of Doc and I being able to do everything, they're long past. I mean, the reason why we're successful, truly, we're successful because of the people who work here.
Good for
who,
you.
Who,
for
like you say,
that.
And thank you guys for saying that, they love working here. They take a passion in helping people and making people have a better day. And frankly, the industry, without getting into too many details, does not have a great reputation.
Oh.
And so we're trying to change the reputation of the home improvement industry like one client at a time.
I love that. You guys are also a great corporate citizen. You've got a giveaway coming up in a month or two. You want to talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, if we have time, I'd like to talk to Doc. Our veteran giveaways, which are, you know, it's really just a little mini competition to do something for veterans. And so we have two this year.
Oh.
One you guys are aware of, which is our bath remodeling
yeah.
program. And you know, that's called Baths for the Brave. And each year we're going to select a deserving veteran who needs some work done in their bathroom. And it could be for, you know, safety, it could be cosmetic, it could be whatever. And so they are nominated on our website. And we have a big list, and we're going to narrow down to one, and we're going to give away a full bath remodel to a deserving veteran in the Metro Detroit area.
What website should people go to?
AtlasHomeImprovement.com, just as our main website. And there's a drop-down box that you know, says bath, veteran bath giveaway or something like that. It's very easy to find. And then this year, for the first time, we're going to be doing a similar program with Gutter Helmet and Gutters. And that is called Helmet for Heroes, after Gutter Helmet, Helmet for Heroes. And we're going to find a deserving veteran who could use some work on their home about this water management system we're talking about, and make sure they don't have to get up on a ladder anymore and protect our veterans. So we're going to do a one winner for baths and one winner for gutters, and that's going to be the contest is going to be happening here in the fall on Veterans Day.
We want to give something back. We really try to do that.
I've been at these with you guys, and it is so humbling and so heartwarming to see the reaction of these homeowners who can't afford one. They just simply can't afford a new bathroom. They need one desperately. When you guys come in, just the look on their face, the joy in their eyes is such a wonderful thing just to see, just to be a part. No money's coming out of my pocket, but I love being there watching this. It's really, really a great thing.
And aren't they just so amazing, these veterans? I mean, they're just, I just want to give one away to everyone that I meet.
Yes.
If it was affordable, we would try to do it, believe
me. It's humbling, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great stuff. And that's one of the reasons we love you guys as a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys, because we believe in taking care of veterans. We really did done so much for this country.
Let me ask you a quick question. If someone wants to begin a career with Atlas, how do they do that? What's the first step they should be taking?
You know, a lot of people go on our website, and we have an employment page. You know, again, AtlasHomeImprovement.com, and you know, just sign up for a meeting. They come in, we do a little tour. We walk them around. We just try to get them a feel for, you know, what we're all about. They meet some of the staff when they come through on their first interview. And, you know, we're not for everybody. But
you don't want to be.
We don't want to be.
No.
And we're looking for high-quality people is what the truth is.
I love it.
Great stuff.
It is
really
great stuff.
Really great stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were. I didn't want to interrupt Ken so much that people.
Well, I want to talk about your Atlas safety program, the new safety program that you guys started with. Well, I guess we're going to go to break here in a minute. So we'll do it when we get back from break. Well, tell us a quick synopsis of it.
We talked about that last weekend, too. It's a good program.
Yeah.
We have a couple new divisions. So let's get into that after break.
Okay, let's do that. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. We're talking to Atlas Home Improvement. And besides making your house more drier with their water management system, they can make it safer as well. We'll talk about that when we get back from break.
You're listening to a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. Visit AtlasHomeImprovement.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Wow, our gutters look great. Josh and Carmen arrived right on time and got quickly to work. They were very friendly and didn't mind our six-year-old grandson asking questions. I would highly recommend Atlas to our friends. That was from Kathy S. And you can see literally hundreds and thousands of those kind of reviews if you go to their website.
Yeah, and they're all genuine. We encourage you to do that. That's got to gratify you, Doc, when you hear that and see that kind of response from people.
Truly, anybody considering Atlas or any other company, go online and look at the reviews. Okay, we have a very high rating with Google and Better Business Bureau. It's almost impossibly high, but we really strive for that. But Darian's going to speak to this now. We are starting a new division. It's this demographic that we're working with, okay, the baby boomers.
Guys like you and me.
It's never going to happen again, okay? And they're starting to get to an age where there's issues. Health issues, mobility issues. And so we are in the process of looking at a 22,000 square foot showroom and offering to the public things that will help them in their home to get up and down the steps, to move from the bed to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All these things that nobody's really addressing. in our opinion. We're going to be a one-stop shop.
Not professionally. People, you know, don't have your background, your education, you know, your experience, because it takes that. You just can't go buy a grab bar and install it.
Well, you can.
Well,
yeah, but
sadly,
correctly
not
is
correctly.
But, you know, there's a guy who makes his living just doing safety bars. But I'm telling you, that if we get in here and install a safety bar, we'll probably end up doing the bathroom. Okay?
Right.
It's
right,
the same thing as somebody says, I only want 15-foot of gutter. Okay, we'll come out and take a look at that. We'll sell them a whole new system.
Because they realize they need it.
Yeah, they need to be sold. So, Darian, go speak to the safety.
Darian, people want to stay in their homes as they age. Do they not?
Well, that's sort of our goal. Our goal is to help people stay in their homes because, to be candid with you, the quality of living when people are not able to stay in their homes is not great.
And expensive.
And the, sad, and it's expensive.
And that was what I was going to say next. The costs associated with leaving your homes is, you know, what is a... private nursing facility.
$16,000 a month.
It's like $80,000 a year is the stat that
easy.
I got in my head.
Easy.
And so it's like a couple years of that, everybody's bankrupt.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is keep people in their homes. So Atlas Home Improvement, Atlas has been involved in safety for years and years and years. We've been doing, you know, some safety products, but we've always felt that it needed more. And so actually, we've already been doing this almost all year so far. We started in January 1st was our quote-unquote launch, and it's turning into a pretty big division right off the bat. So we have a new division. It's called Atlas Home Safety, and we have expanded upon our safety products, and we have a number of key employees that are, you know, working inside this division, and it's growing very fast. And so we do lots of things, like you mentioned, going up and down the stairs safely. So we do stair lifts. We do straight stair lifts. We do curved stair lifts. We even can install what's called an incline platform lift, which is actually able to take a wheelchair from one floor to the next, which is an amazing product for somebody who's wheelchair bound and thinks they have to move out of their house or have to buy a, you know, $80,000 elevator. You know, you don't have to. There's products that are available that a lot of homeowners are not aware of.
And these are one-time investments.
It's an investment.
It's not, you know, like it's that repeating care, you know, annual charge.
That's right. You know, and it allows you to stay in your home. So another product that we do, a lot of times it's in the garage. You know, sometimes there's just like three or four steps. And those steps are not so easy to get up that they used to be. And so we'll put in what's called a vertical platform lift. It's basically a platform that, you know, you walk onto the platform, or if you're in a wheelchair, if you're in a walker, you get onto the platform and you press a button and it simply just raises you up and you can walk directly into the home. And that is such a life changer, you know, for people. So we've run into people who have, like, you know, these ramps that are homemade and they're taking up their whole garage. And, you know, we had a client the other day. This guy loves, you know, he's an older gentleman. He has muscle cars, and he had this beautiful muscle car that was sitting out in the driveway. And our consultant was there for something else. And he said, that's, you know, a beautiful car. Like, what do you have it sitting outside for? It's all getting dirty out there. And then the garage door comes up, and he had to make a homemade ramp to be able to get his wife into the home. And our guy said, you know, you should really consider we call it a VPL, vertical platform lift. He's like, that'd be a great product, and you could get rid of this thing out of your garage and put your classic car back where it belongs. And the homeowner didn't know it existed.
And those ramps are expensive. I mean, if you build just a bad one out of wood, you're still going to invest a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, so we have very professional high-end ramps, exterior ramps. You know, a lot of them are made out of aluminum, you know, and it's like a professional kit that you have to put together. And so we do a lot of ramps. You know, we're going to be having a rental program for people who need to rent.
Oh, that's great.
And or rent to buy, you know, so that's sort of like where we're going in the future.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
Everything you do, kitchens, bathroom, gutters, home safety, I need it, but I just don't have the money right now. I'm tight on money. How can you help me?
You know, it's interesting. In the old days, we were primarily cash business. And today, most of our clients do not pay cash. I mean, we work with them on affordable, you know, easy payment plans, just a very nice, easy monthly payment that makes it affordable for people so they're not, you know, can't afford the groceries. So it's got to be affordable, right? It can't be.
You can't be huge, buying money.
Yeah, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, as they say.
And your person can help with that. Why they're sitting at the table with them?
We get most people approved in about 5 minutes. Wow. I mean, the way it's just unbelievable today. The technology. I mean, if you have an iPad, you can scan someone's driver's license, and it all pops up on the screen, and you put a couple things in there and enter, and you're just having a polite conversation. And 5 minutes later, hey, guess what, Chuck? You've been approved.
I love it.
You can stay in your home.
I love it.
So if anybody's listening and you got a mom or a dad who you're looking at third-party care and you're seeing some of these costs, let us come out and do a professional consultation first. We charge nothing for that, especially for our WJR listeners. We'll come in. We'll sit down. We'll educate ourselves on your situation and exactly what's happening and make recommendations. And sometimes it's not us that can help, but we'll know somebody else that we can say it. We'll recommend somebody
else. Part of that, Darian, is the design. How critical is design? Because you guys actually add value to the home while making it safer and more livable.
Well, listen, there's a whole group of builders nowadays that are building homes which are designed, you know, like this from the start.
Right.
But unfortunately, there's just not enough of them.
Right.
No.
So I would make the argument if people invest in their home and they put a couple of these products in the home. Because a lot of homeowners are worried about resale.
Of course.
What if I do a couple of these things that I need to do to live here?
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, I can't sell my house.
Well, I leave it to my kids and
guess
they
what?
Won't be able to sell it.
Yeah. Guess what? You market that home as a home that's been CAPS certified and designed for aging in place, you'll have a bidding war on your home.
Yep.
You know, so they got to start thinking about things a little bit differently. There's a lot of people who are in their situation or will be in the near future who are going to need something similar.
Okay, we love everything you guys have to say. And if people go to your website, they can request a quote. And you have right here, 100% money-back guarantee. We offer an exclusive money-back guarantee, and you put it in writing. Who else does that?
You know, my dad came up with a saying years ago, it's all about trust.
Amen. Amen.
And he's like, I think that needs to be our slogan. It's all about trust because we really feel we're a trustworthy company.
You have to be.
And we're like, that's pretty bold to say that in the home improvement industry. Are you sure? We talked about it. And we said, you know what? That's the standard that we want to be able to give to the public. And here we are, you know.
800-762-3817, atlashomeimprovement.com, and you can always find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Darian and Doc, it's always a pleasure coming to see you guys.
God bless really you guys.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Nice. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys. Good, very good education hour today,
yes,
featuring
sir.
Atlas Home Improvement.